Joseph Hoag here with another post for crowd101.com, your blog for everything crowdfunding, from investing in the crowd to raising money for your small business and fundraising idea. Today we're going to talk about one of the biggest disappointments in crowdfunding. I constantly talk to crowd campaigns that are just dejected because they've launched their crowdfunding campaign and it just seems like nobody cares. Even their closest friends and family aren't supporting their campaign. They aren't sharing their messages with their own social networks, and people just don't understand why. So we're going to talk about some of the ideas there and how to fix it. If you want to check out the full post, it's called "Your Crowd Project Nobody Cares and How to Fix It" on the blog. They'll cover some detail in there, but we're going to cover some of the major themes here. Now, first of all, there's two problems really with getting people to care about your crowdfunding project. The first one is the idea that there's more than 7,000 crowdfunding projects on Kickstarter alone right now. We see about 5,000 advertisements every day, from commercials to online advertising. There's just so much competition out there for projects, and you really need to make your project stand out. You need to make it personal for people. The other idea is that maybe it's not really the crowd project, but it's you. If you're one of these people that launches get rich quick schemes three a day, or never really follows through with your ideas, then people might be a little skeptical of your crowdfunding project. So we're going to talk about how to address both of those issues and really get people to care about your crowdfunding project. Now, if you are one of these people that launches ideas or gets ideas quickly and talks to people frequently about it but never really follows through, then really the only thing you can do for your crowdfunding project is really develop the idea before it goes online, before you even talk to people about it. Really develop it out. Put together a business proposal, put together a business plan. You really need to think it out and then start getting people on board. Then start approaching people and really show them that you've spent the time to actually think this idea through, and that it's not just going to be another scheme that you thought up. The other problem of making your project more than just office popcorn, more than just that obligatory commercial that people see every day, is really about bringing people in on a personal level. Okay, and despite what a lot of people think, crowdfunding isn't really about the crowd. It's about quality, not quantity. If you can talk to a few people a day personally to get them really on board with sharing the project and being part of the team, that's worth much more than just spamming your message out to tens of thousands of people on social networks, because those people aren't going to care about your project. So you really need to reach out on a personal level and interact with people to make them feel like they're a part of the project. Now, this is going to start with your personal network, your friends and family. Talking, one of the best things you can do for your crowdfunding campaign is have an offline, a pre-launch party, just to get the feel for support around your friends and family. Talk to people at the party. Discuss your idea with them and really figure out who's really on board as part of the team. From there, you can go online to forums, to social groups that already care about the product or the type of project, but just don't know about yours. And so you kind of build yourself into that community, build a relationship into that community, and start talking to people on a personal level. Now, you're going to want to develop one or two really important messages per week for your crowdfunding campaign to share with people. Now, this goes to the part of making it personal. Sharing those constant contacts, constant communication with your network, and getting them to share out with people in their network. Explain that you're going to send people a link to reach people on a personal level, and ask them to reshare. Use some of the social share buttons to reshare your messages, but really make sure that it's personal and you've discussed the project with people on a personal level instead of just sending out your social sharing messages and expecting people to automatically share, because they're just not going to do it. Really, you need to make it personal for them, make your goals their goals, and really ask them directly to share these messages out with people. Well, that's going to be all for today. We'll come back next week with another audio cast for Crowd 101, but check out the blog and check out the posts for a little bit more detail on making your campaign personal and getting people on board. Thanks again from crowd101.com.